Welcome, brave soul, to a month of chills and ghostly thrills. You've tuned in to The Medium Matters, where we're celebrating the haunting season with a spine-tingling series that will leave you breathless. As the leaves turn crimson and the nights grow longer, we invite you to join us for a haunting journey through the supernatural. Get ready to explore the dark corners of history, meet restless spirits, and discover the secrets that lurk within the walls of some of the most haunted places. So say your prayers, dim the lights, and settle in for our Halloween frights. Oh, and don't forget to check under your bed. You never know who or what is lurking.
Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their very best mysterious life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're circling the fascinating world of crop circles. Get ready for a journey through time, across continents, and into the unknown as we unravel the enigma of these intricate designs that appear mysteriously in fields all around the globe. So let's hop into our mystery mobile and scope out some crops, shall we? Picture this. It's a crisp summer morning in the English countryside. A farmer steps out of his house, ready to tend to his wheat field. But as he approaches, he stops dead in his tracks. There, sprawled across his once pristine crop, is an enormous, intricate pattern of flattened wheat. Perfect circles, straight lines, and complex geometric shapes stretch as far as the eye can see. How did it get there? Who, or what, could have created such a masterpiece overnight without leaving a trace? This, my friend, is the mystery of crop circles. Let's start at the beginning. While crop circles as we know them today gained popularity in the late 20th century, the phenomenon has roots that stretch back much further. Our story begins in 1678 in a small English village. A farmer, outraged at the price demanded by a laborer to mow his oat field, exclaimed that he'd rather have the devil himself mow it than pay such an exorbitant fee. Lo and behold, the next morning, the farmer found his field mowed in neat circular patterns. This tale, immortalized in a woodcut pamphlet called The Mowing Devil, is often cited as the first recorded instance of a crop circle. Fast forward to the 20th century. In 1966, a farmer in Tully, Queensland, Australia, reported seeing a saucer-shaped craft rise from a swamp and fly away. When he investigated, he found a circular area of flattened reeds and grass, which the local press dubbed a saucer nest. This event is considered by many to be the first modern crop circle report. But it wasn't until the late 1970s and early 1980s that crop circles truly captured the public imagination. In 1978, mysterious circles began appearing in the wheat fields of Hampshire, England. These simple formations, often just a single circle or a set of rings, sparked curiosity and speculation. Little did anyone know that this was just the beginning of a phenomenon that would soon sweep across the globe. As we moved into the 1980s, crop circles became increasingly complex. No longer just simple circles, they evolved into intricate patterns featuring multiple circles, lines, and other geometric shapes. The media caught wind of the phenomenon, and soon, crop circles were making headlines all around the world. This explosion of interest led to the coining of the term crop circle in the early 1980s. While England remains the undisputed crop circle capital of the world, these mysterious formations have popped up in fields across the globe. Let's take a whirlwind tour of some of the most notable crop circle hotspots and incidents from around the world. We'll start, of course, in England, where the modern crop circle phenomenon truly took root. The county of Wiltshire, which is home to ancient sites like Stonehenge and Avebury, has seen more than its fair share of crop circles. In fact, it's estimated that around 90% of all crop circles in the UK appear in this very region. One of the most famous crop circles to appear in Wiltshire was the Julia Set Formation, which appeared near Stonehenge in 1996. This complex pattern, based on a mathematical fractal, appeared seemingly overnight and caused quite a stir. A local pilot claimed to have flown over the field just an hour before the formation was spotted and saw absolutely nothing, leading some to believe it had materialized in broad daylight. Crossing the Atlantic, we find that crop circles have made their mark in North America as well. In 2001, a massive formation appeared in a wheat field near Wilbur, Washington. The design, which covered an area larger than two football fields, featured a complex arrangement of circles and straight lines that baffled local farmers and attracted UFO enthusiasts from far and wide. Europe has also seen its share of crop circle activity. In 2000, a formation appeared in Sumpting, West Sussex, that was dubbed the DNA double helix due to its resemblance to the molecular structure of DNA. This intricate design sparked debates about the potential meaning behind crop circles and whether they could be conveying scientific information. Even the land down under hasn't been immune to the crop circle phenomenon. Remember that 1966 saucer nest in Tully, Queensland? Well, Australia has continued to see crop circles appear over the years. In 2009, crop circles of a different kind made headlines when wallabies high on opium were found to be creating circular patterns in Tasmania's legally grown opium fields. Moving to Asia, Japan has reported numerous crop circle incidents. In 2003, a complex formation appeared in a rice field near Mount Fuji, featuring a design that some interpreted as a response to binary code messages that had been beamed into space by scientists. These are just a few examples of the global nature of the crop circle phenomenon. From the fields of England to the rice paddies of Japan, these mysterious formations have left their mark on landscapes around the world, puzzling farmers, exciting enthusiasts, and sparking endless debates about their origins and meaning. So now that we've explored the history and global spread of crop circles, let's talk about the artistry behind these intricate formations. Because make no mistake, whether created by human hands, alien technology, or some as yet explained natural phenomenon, crop circles are undeniably works of art. The complexity of crop circles has evolved dramatically since the simple circles of the late 1970s. Today's formation can include hundreds of individual shapes, often arranged in mind-bogglingly precise geometric patterns. Some incorporate mathematical concepts like fractals, others seem to reference ancient symbols or modern iconography. One of the most impressive aspects of crop circles is their scale. A lot of these formations are massive, covering areas equivalent to several football fields. Yet, despite their size, they often display an astonishing level of precision. Circles are perfectly round, lines are ruler straight, and complex patterns are replicated with remarkable accuracy across the entire formation. The way the crops are laid down is another fascinating aspect of crop circle artistry. In a lot of the formations, the plants aren't simply flattened. Instead, they're woven into intricate patterns with different layers flowing over and under each other. Some farmers have reported finding their crops bent rather than broken, and in some cases, the plants continue to grow in their new horizontal position. Color and shading are also used to striking effect in some crop circles. By laying down plants in different directions, circle makers can create the illusion of light and dark areas with the formation. This technique can result in designs that seem to shimmer or change appearance when viewed from different angles. The choice of location often adds to the artistic impact of these crop circles. Many appear near ancient sites like Stonehenge or Avebury, creating a striking juxtaposition of ancient and modern, or mysterious and mundane. Others are positioned to be best viewed from nearby hills or roads, suggesting a deliberate effort to create a visually striking display. Some crop circles even incorporate three-dimensional elements. In 2002, a formation appeared in Wiltshire that seemed to depict a three-dimensional cube when viewed from the air. This clever use of perspective added a new dimension, quite literally, to crop circle artistry. Whether you believe crop circles are the work of aliens, humans, or something else entirely, there's no denying the skill and creativity involved in their creation. These formations have evolved into a unique form of landscape art, one that continues to captivate and inspire people all around the world. So now we come to the heart of the crop circle mystery. What, or who, is creating these intricate designs? The theories are as varied as the formations themselves, ranging from the scientific to the supernatural. Let's talk about it. Perhaps the most widely known theory is that crop circles are created by extraterrestrial beings. Proponents of this idea suggest that aliens are using crop circles as a form of communication, leaving messages in our field that we've yet to fully decipher. Some even claim that crop circles are landing sites for UFOs. Supporters of the ET theory often point to the complexity and precision of crop formations as evidence that they couldn't have been made by human hands. They also cite reports of strange lights or UFO sightings in areas where crop circles later appear. On the other end of the spectrum is the theory that all crop circles are man-made hoaxes. This explanation gained significant traction in 1991 when two men, Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley, came forward claiming to have started the modern crop circle phenomenon in the late 1970s. Bauer and Chorley demonstrated how they made circles using simple tools, a plank of wood, some rope, and a baseball cap fitted with a loop of wire to help them walk in straight lines. Their confession inspired others, and soon, crop circle making became something of an underground art form. Today, there are numerous groups around the world who openly create crop circles as a form of landscape art. These circle makers use sophisticated techniques to create increasingly complex designs, often working under cover of darkness to maintain the mystery. Some researchers have proposed that crop circles could be the result of natural phenomenon. Their theories include plasma vortices, where balls of ionized air spin down from the atmosphere, flattening crops in circular patterns. Another theory is earth energies. With this theory, some believe that crop circles are formed by some kind of earth energy, perhaps related to ley lines or other geomagnetic phenomenon. Another theory, fungal infections. The thought is that certain fungi can cause plants to fall over in circular patterns, although this doesn't explain the more complex formations. A less common but persistent theory suggests that crop circles are the result of secret military experiments. Some speculate that they could be caused by testing of directed energy weapons or some form of advanced technology. One of the more esoteric explanations proposes that crop circles are manifestations of human collective consciousness. The theory suggests that the formations are somehow created by the combined mental energy of humanity, perhaps tapping into some kind of universal knowledge or symbolism. Skeptics argue that while the origins of some crop circles may be mysterious, there's no evidence to support supernatural or extraterrestrial explanations. They point out that all the elements of crop circles, even the most complex ones, can be replicated by skilled human circle makers. Moreover, researchers have noted that crop circles tend to appear near roads and populated areas, and almost always in easily accessible fields, exactly what you'd expect if they were man-made. So, which theory is correct? The truth is, there may not be a single explanation that accounts for all crop circles. While many are undoubtedly man-made, the possibility remains that some formations have other origins. The debate continues, and the mystery endures. So while crop circles are often associated with pseudoscience and paranormal theories, there is a fascinating world of real scientific study surrounding these mysterious formations. One area of scientific interest is the effect of circle formation on the plants themselves. Some researchers have reported anomalies in plants from crop circles, which includes elongated plant nodes, expulsion cavities in the plant stems, changes in seed germination rates, and alterations in the crystalline structure of the soil. It is worth noting that skeptics argue that many of these effects can be explained by the mechanical stressing of the plants during formation, whether by human feet or board flattening techniques. Other studies have reported magnetic anomalies within crop circle formations. Researchers have measured variations in the Earth's magnetic field inside crop circles compared to the surrounding undisturbed crop. However, these findings are controversial, and other researchers have been unable to replicate the results. The geometry of crop circles has attracted attention from mathematicians as well. Many formations exhibit complex mathematical principles, including Euclidean geometry, fractal patterns, and diatonic ratios, which is also used in music. Some crop circles have even depicted mathematical concepts like the Julia set fractal and the representation of pi. So while theories about aliens and natural phenomena capture the imagination, we definitely can't ignore the very real and fascinating human element of the crop circle story. From hoaxers and artists to researchers and believers, people are at the heart of the crop circle phenomenon. Let's start with the people who admit to creating crop circles. As we mentioned earlier, Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley kicked off the modern crop circle craze in the late 1970s. Their story is a fascinating one. Inspired by UFO reports from Australia, they decided to create their own flying saucer nests in the English countryside using simple tools and a good deal of ingenuity. When Bauer and Chorley came forward in 1991, they hoped to put an end to the wild speculation about crop circles. Instead, they inspired a new generation of circle makers. And today, there are numerous groups around the world who create crop circles as a form of landscape art. These artists work in secret, often at night, to preserve the mystery and wonder of their beautiful creations. On the other side of the fence are the crop circle researchers, often called cereologists. These dedicated individuals spend countless hours documenting, measuring, and analyzing crop formations. Some researchers approach crop circles from a scientific perspective, conducting studies on plant anomalies or searching for physical evidence of how the formations were created. Others take a more metaphysical approach, seeking to interpret the messages they believe are encoded in the designs. For many people, crop circles are more than just interesting designs and fields. They're a source of wonder, mystery, and even spiritual significance. Some see crop circles as messages from extraterrestrial beings or manifestations of earth energies. Others view them as a form of collective unconscious expression or as signs of impending global changes. These believers, sometimes called croppies, form a vibrant community. They organize conferences, publish newsletters, and make pilgrimages to crop circle sites. For them, crop circles represent a connection to something greater than themselves, a mystery that transcends the mundane. And, you know, we can't forget the farmers whose land these crop circles appear on. Their reactions vary widely. Some see crop circles as a complete nuisance, damaging their crops and attracting unwanted visitors to their fields. Others, however, have embraced the phenomenon, charging admission to crop circle sites and selling merchandise to tourists. One farmer, Tim Carson of Alton Barnes, Wiltshire, has seen hundreds of crop circles appear in his fields over the years. While the formations have sometimes cost him thousands of pounds in damaged crops, he's also profited from the attention they can bring. He once described a formation as probably our most profitable quarter of an acre ever. On the other end of the spectrum are the skeptics. These individuals, often scientists or professional debunkers, argue that there's no mystery to crop circles at all. They're simply the work of skilled human artists. Skeptics have played a crucial role in the crop circle story. They've challenged extraordinary claims, replicated complex formations to demonstrate human capabilities, and applied critical thinking to the phenomenon. And while their efforts haven't ended the debate, they have certainly shaped it. Now, crop circles are quite the mystery all by themselves. But what about some of the other formations that have been found around the world in unusual locations? Let's talk about it. In 2013, a large geometric pattern appeared in the snow on a frozen lake in Eden, Utah. The formation, which was about the size of two football fields, consisted of intricate circles and lines. And remember, this was in the snow on a frozen lake. In 2011, a massive spiral pattern appeared on a beach in Wales. The formation, which measured about 100 feet in diameter, was created in the sand. In 2008, a circular pattern of flattened trees was discovered in a remote area of Siberian forests. The formation, which was about 100 meters in diameter, was visible in satellite imagery. In 2009, a large circular pattern appeared in the ice of a Russian lake. The formation was about 2.5 miles in diameter. In 2012, underwater photographer Yoji Ukada discovered intricate circular patterns on the seafloor off the coast of Japan. These turned out to be created by male pufferfish as part of their mating ritual. In 2014, a series of large circular patterns were discovered in the Namib Desert in southwestern Africa. These fairy circles are now believed to be caused by termites. So, while some of these formations have natural explanations, others remain a complete mystery. The appearance of these intricate patterns and designs in remote or difficult-to-access locations continues to intrigue researchers and the public alike. And with that, we come to the end of our journey through the mysterious world of crop circles. From their humble beginnings in the English countryside to their spread across the globe, this is a fascinating phenomenon. Remember, the next time you're flying over farmland or driving through the countryside, keep your eyes peeled. You never know when you might spot one of these enigmatic designs and become part of the ongoing crop circle story. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in October, because we're bringing all the tricks and treats and you don't want to miss out. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep marveling at the mysteries that surround us.